beginning current daf mesechta shiva mesap memchas. We begin on the base. We begin to smart. We begin to the gemara. Shemegel siyavim kavus la. How could you call him? Call her shemegel siyavim. Ishtimal yosi. It's a regular wife then. Kadama Rab. Rab said when you do the bia, it kind of call it quiet for everything. So he's not called shemegel siyavim. Called ishtay. Now Tais bothered. He says v'avgam the call her shemegel siyavim. Although she called her shemegel siyavim b'masir rabbi yirbiins, and in the teaching rabbi yirbiins, we call her shemegel siyavim. Where their machlek is if she drinks or not. And the Airi Babola Yom Bezchamel, that's told me where he had be with her in the same case of Bezchamel. And moreover, and Ubalayob and Mamimer can't say, oh, there's Tobah, like the Gemara answer that did Mamimer. No, it's not true. We're talking without Mamimer. So that's why it's not difficult because Hosam Hashem love Ishtim al Yehil in Hashka. That there, the Gemara is coming to tell us that even though he had be a Bezchamel, according to Rinz, he's not going to drink. And we're saying that she does not have a halacha like a full-fledged wife regarding the drinking. So, Kogel HaShabbat Shemel Ziyavim, it never makes sense that she calls Shemel Ziyavim. Afil Rav, the Makan HaKol, even according to Rav, that requires of everything. She still called Shemel Ziyavim. The reason is, the Homa Maile, Rinz, and the Brazil, but Tachas Ishech, Rinz is excluding her from the words Tachas Ishech to say that she doesn't drink. But Rav Yishya, that holds the Shemel Ziyavim, does drink, like he's the opinion of our Sugyam, that you do make a shvur regarding Shemel Ziyavim. Even so, Kogel Nama Shemel Ziyavim, she called her Shemel Ziyavim, because the Gittani, like we learned, he says, Yachshani Metz Shemel Ziyavim Bechulu. So the question is, so, we see from Beishia that even she drinks, even though she's not Ishtai. So, says Tais, yeah, Mishum de Ilav Rebuya de Ish Ish Havim Malayat Law, because if not for the Reba Ish Ish, we would have excluded her. Chemasa Kassim, so the Gemara concludes over there, that she's not like his wife. And that's what he calls Shemer Ziyavim, whereas in our Gemara, where we're counting all those that you make a Shavua and the councils of Shemer Ziyavim between them, and we don't say that you need to have a Rebuy especially for that she should drink. It's obviously the reason because it's Ishtimalia. That's the Gemara's question. Why are you calling Shemer Ziyavim? It's Ishtimalia. As the example, Hochaloi, his Kashum Tamshi, the other Shemer Ziyavim. Obviously, it's like a regular wife. So then the question, why are you calling her Shemer Ziyavim? But like, moreover, keeping the kernel called since, like we're saying, according to Rav, that requires of everything. You say then essentially Shemek Zem, in the case you're describing, is Knusa, is like Knusa. So then, what's these two different cases? Next says Master begins with the Gemara Dom Rav, because Rav says kernel called requires of everything. Now, so the Gemara's question was saying that so it's a full-fledged wife. That's not a as we said in the previous text, it's not a, you don't call her Shemek Zem. Now, Tais bothered, he says, now, let's say the case where Yavam falls from the roof and he gets inserted into the Yavama. Oh, you've been the because or he intended to rub up against the wall and he encounters the Yavama. The halacha is it does not acquire her because he didn't have in mind laying with her. Now, Lamaisa Matthias says that you did have the laying of the Baal before the Baal because it's only after this story that he warned her and she's secluded. So Tais said, no, Lekalokma, you cannot explain that as the case, because the words of the pasuk are that a man will lay with him, besides that of your man, which the mashma sounds like about the ishach shenosin bachesh chavtoi. Besides, for the man that laid with him, mashma inim bebal kabana shchiva sounds like that, just like the bayil that we're saying that so la lacha was if it was intentional. So it sounds like that the comparison of the shkibit to the baal has to be intentional, which would not be like the case that we just tried to describing to explain how you could have the another alternative to what the Gemara is trying to say of laying unintentional, although it would be kedimus baalabal, because it sounds like it has to be more than that. It has to be intentional kavanah the shkiva, which is not the case by nafal ayavim mehagag. The next says not the beginning of the Gemara papa, he says hi tanam. Says who's the Tana is that holds that you could warn the Arusa to drink, even though she's the Arusa to drink when she gets married. That's why it's not a raya that yesh chupa l'psulis. You could say it's going like the one who holds that you could warn when she's a Arusa to when she gets married. Now, Pesach according to the Lashon Chain Rashi, the second interpretation explains la'olam. Truth is, the king of law, he warned the bistatcha, and she secluded kasharusa when she was engaged without chuppah. So again, no riot to yesh chuppah lepsulis. And she's drinking when she's married. And even though, what I mean, there's no, the ish is not mulnu kama oven then, because she's cool when she was engaged, she should not have married her. Yeah. It's like this Tana who doesn't hold to this drasha, the b'nikah ishma oven, that he has to be cleansed from sin. And also, b'lesach drasha kama shekim as well. You don't have to have, well, first of all, you don't have to have cleansed from sin. And therefore, he could have her drink, even if he himself married her after shekibis ha-boil. And also, you don't have to have the laying of the Baal or the Baal. Therefore, he could make a drink regarding there's no Saveiras. Says Taisu Kosh Lari, but it's difficult to read. Because the Baal Shavuot, the beginning of Shavuot, Daf Hei Menaf, Ubisai, Daf Chof Kas Menaf, Bukam Aduch Debrach, many places the Gemara asks, Me Bat Kol Mai, you think the word would check her then? I have a time to say, learn the Baal of Nikki Ish Vahulu, and the man is having a relationship with her after she already was Mizana. The Mishnah, the Gemara never answers, Hai Tana, who's going like this Tana. Mashma is the Lekman, the point that there is no one who disagrees. Not like the way Rashi is explaining. Vaid Moroba Menoli, the Hai Tana, Le Boy, should think Mishnah is a Baal. Where do you get this idea that Rashi is also saying that the Gemara is telling us that you don't have to have the Baal before the Baal? How do you know? Maybe we're talking about that Arus already had a relationship with Bevesa Vir, and therefore you have Baal before the Baal. So, Menir Kaloshan Rishon Bekurin, it seems like, so this is like the first interpretation of Rashi. Vishalei Sotis Arus, the comment is that, we're saying that he's warning her, he's having her swear that she didn't stray when she was engaged. We're not saying that she secluded when she was engaged. Rather, what it's saying is like this, that you didn't stray, at least nivdekes oleha, to get checked, bikina de erison, from the warning that was by the erison. In other words, that if he warns her after erison not to seclude, and then she secludes after marriage, he could have her drink also for the warning that he gave her before nisuin. So yeah, we don't find any time that holds that we don't need that the man should be cleansed from sin, and we have the laying of the body before the boil. What the Tana has been mechadish is that you could have her drink after nisuin for the warning that was before nisuin, and that's as even if she secluded herself right after the warning, he cannot have her drink. Now, miu gam loshen zekitzas kasha, but says according to this wording, it's a little bit difficult. Since you have to bring a proof on this, that the warning of the erusin is effective to make her drink what she's secluded by nisuin. How do you know that this tana holds this novel svara, this novel idea? Which you could explain that mekan la rus la shkoyse kishin nisua, that you warn her when she's engaged to drink when she's going to get married. Hainu the kinyan kisharusa, which is that he warned her when she was engaged. Vistatra, and then she secluded when she was engaged. And she had chuba and didn't have beer. And you're making her drink because of chuba. So it's kid the pirish mesnit lel. And therefore, like we explained the Mishnah previously, so how is Rav Papa refuting the Raya of Yeshchol Lepsulis from the Mishnah that says, "Shoy satisa rusa"? Maybe you can say that even this town holds Yeshchol Lepsulis and everybody's drinking. That's a difficulty on the first interpretation of Rashi. Next is Master begins with the Gemara like they gilu. You're right. It's the whole thing's not, the whole discussion doesn't start. The way she's just swearing regarding Erison is nothing to do anything. It's just from Gilgul Shavu. Now, since there's label of Gilgul, me Gilgul the Ish Acher, Rashi says, and this is where we know Gilgul Shavu from this. Tayyip says, yes, and we didn't want to learn out Gilgul from the other element of that, not necessarily from Arusa, but that she has to swear regarding also that she didn't have with another man besides this one. Because no, like dummy, that wouldn't be comparable to learning the lach of Gilgul Shavu, because the Gilgul Ish Acher, that this that you can make her swear regarding another man that you didn't want her regarding, that's Rol Hashkaz Yod, because it is appropriate for had he wanted to warn her regarding that man to make her drink for the him too also. Avakakoy is regarding swearing regarding property, real estate, love, and I should win in the club there. I'm not in the category of swearing at all. I'm a Gilgul Arusi on shop, but from the Gilgul of making her swear as an engaged woman, that makes sense. You can learn that from there, because Labas Hashkar Hikla, that's also, he can. There's never an engaged couple that he can make her Shvuah. And even so, Megalgul's no stairs, and we can make her devolve it onto that of this Nus of Erzin. That's exactly what we want for Gilgul Shvuah, which is even though from Karki and them swear, but Metalin can make them swear through Gilgul Shvuah for Karki. Then says the time we're gonna say, this we from this previously, and if she drinks because we're talking about where she what the Gemara had said originally. If based on that part of the Gemara, where would you know Gilgul Shavu from? To Karkois, because like I said, you can't learn that from Ish Acher, because Ish Acher is Royal Hashkatayodai. So it says to say, yes, no. According to that part of the Gemara, we would have said enough to Mishachar, that you would learn it out from the fact that you can make her swear even regarding a different man that you not want to regard. It will have nothing, of course, Mishachar, we would not differentiate between real estate and another man. We wouldn't say the Svara of Ro Lahash Kaiser. Or you know, another part you could say is the Mashmalay Mishachar, that what the Gemara understands, what does it mean make her swear even regarding another man? I feel like cotton, even the minor. You don't make her because that's just like real estate. Shema Kali Yodri, you actually cannot make a warning through a minor. And also over there in the Chavdal Menalov, that's the case where it's mamas like Gilgal Shvua of Karkois. Next is Matta begins with Gemara Imidom and Mevachulu, that Mishnabes, Labib Sulish, not going to eat, that's Midaraisa. But other cases, not necessarily. It sounds like that if there would be a Bib Sul Midaraisa, then the Allah would be Shayur that she wouldn't eat. Oh, so Tayshi Gamma can write from also his proof for what we said in Tayshab and Zaman Bez and Maskal Gam, that the Chashim Mishnabes, Labib Sul is considered this Allah of anticipating of invalid Bia, Alpha Pesh Lahoya condition be evaded, even if the condition was not in sin. Rather, only now you're in a situation of Bibi Basula. That's exactly what I'm saying over here. Because the Maimon makes the Yavam, that there was no Isser, but just an outcome of that is a situation where she demands Bibi Basula, and if she doesn't need, the reason is because the Meir doesn't say it's a problem because the condition wasn't sin, rather because just because you're anticipating a Bia Basula.